Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. How was your weekend? Bet you were still there, don't you? I certainly do. Well, it is Monday now, September 7th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past, 48 hours over the weekend, in around 5 minutes. Well, we've got the big old iPhone, Apple, whatever you want to call it, event coming up in just a few days. So let's get a little bit more rumors in, shall we? Let's do it. Now, we know that the iPhone 6S was rumored to have that Force Touch display. Well, now we're getting more confirmed reports. In fact, it's not going to be called Force Touch. It's going to be called 3D Touch. Ooh. This is according to the folks over at 9to5Mac that both the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus will employ a next generation Force Touch technology, with the ability to distinguish between not just two, but three different types of pressure. Three, you say? That may be where that 3D's coming in at. There's also talk about a number of new gestures that will be appearing in iOS 9 that will take advantage of this 3D touch technology. Now, we're just a few days away, so I'm sure we're going to find all about 3D touch or whatever the heck it's going to be called then. But between now and then, we must let the rumors roll on. So, Lumia owners out there, you having trouble accessing, I don't know, Lumia Storyteller or the Beamer or the Photo Beamer or even Refocus in the Windows Store? Stop trying to get it because it ain't there anymore. Yes, Microsoft has pulled out all those services from the official store. Microsoft announced that it is part of their ongoing streamlining efforts. Now, if you do have those apps currently installed on your phone, you're going to stop receiving any updates whatsoever after October 30th. Yep, that's your last day of those fun with those apps. Now, Microsoft said it's discontinuing these standalone services for the store to focus on the Photos and Camera apps for Windows 10 Mobile, saying that Photos and Camera apps will borrow several of the features from the outgoing apps, so it would be very redundant. Yes, it'll be redundant for those people that can upgrade. For those who can't, well, it looks like you're SOL. All right, got that big old Blu-ray collection together. Yeah, you've upgraded from all your DVDs. Now you can look back and admire your Blu-ray collection. Well, get ready to upgrade again. Samsung has just officially announced the first consumer 4K Blu-ray player. Ultra HD with ultra money spending, here we come. Now, I know you're thinking, well, there's not any discs out yet. Well, Fox is going to change all that pretty soon. They already said they're gearing up their new and latest releases for the new 4K format. Now, mind you, the new player probably will be able to do a lot of upscaling from your Blu-ray content that you do already own. And from what we're hearing, it actually upscales it pretty well. However, though, if there's that little inkling at the back of your mind saying, it's not true 4K, you better get your credit cards paid off because you got a lot of upgrading to do. Oh, the progression of technology. Don't you just love it? And finally, I'm sure a lot of us out there, we suffer from motion sickness. Not a very fun thing to go through, is it? Now, some of us, it affects us on those amusement rides so we can't go on them. Others, it's even worse. We're in the car and you go about 3 feet and that's about all you can go without puking. But it seems a group of researchers at the Imperial College of London have found a way to maybe help us out. And it all has to do with our cell phones and electricity. What these researchers have done, they've strapped subjects during their experiments to a spinning chair to induce motion sickness. Now, when they found that they gave their subjects a little shock, yes, as in electricity, they did not experience typical symptoms like dizziness and nausea as much. They also found out in their study that they recovered a lot more quickly. All right, so I hear you. Where's the cell phone come into this? Well, the team believes that maybe in the next 5 to 10 years, this method could actually be an app on your cell phone, meaning you buy the appropriate hardware, install the app, and give yourself one hell of a shock. They believe with this, they could deliver a mild electrical current to the headset via the headphone jack then, and then right up to your head. Now let's see, let me think about this. Let me zap my brain so I don't have to puke afterwards. Think I'll take the puking. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Find out everything that's going on around BTN by following British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too as well on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. Getting you caught up on all the best technology news going to happen over the next 24 hours. Probably a lot of app rumors, so get ready for them. But until then, have a great Monday, the best you can. And thank you so much for listening.